state-of-the-art Japanese animation.
It's a Tuesday, meaning anime day. Today I will be talking about Nogazaka Haruka no Himitsu. I guess you could say The Secret of Haruka Nogizaka, or Haruka Secret, as I say for short. Also, as usual, AMV of the week, some news, and that's about it. Let's get started, and I actually marathoned this whole thing. Well, I did two marathons because I had to work one day, but I just watched like a bunch of episodes of it, watched half of it, then watched half today. Wow. Arg. It's really easy to watch a 13-episode series or 12-episode series when you have more free time than most people. I should be pumping out another 13 or 12 episodes soon. If not, I'll probably just hit up a movie or hit up an OVA. It depends. I'm in such a marathon mood. If anything, I should be finishing Higurashi or watching more Slayer's Try right now. That's what I'm way into. And yeah, you're probably like, where was the Thursday episode? I couldn't really think of what to do. I did have a plan. I was like, all right, why don't I talk about the bitchiest schoolgirls in anime? And then I made a list. I was like, Biko, Sae from Peach Girl, Maho from Karakano, Nanami, yeah. I couldn't really think of many. I know there's more, but then again, I haven't watched that much school anime to begin with. And I was like, man, I think this idea sucks. This is more like a chibi app idea, a throwaway idea. So I was decided against it. I was like, how about another music for the geeky geeks? I was like, yeah, but I don't feel like doing a music episode. This might be a music episode coming up. And I was like, how about things I like about anime cons? But I kind of want to get Frobar in that action if I do that type of episode. Because it's mostly anecdotal, and anecdotes are better served with more than one person. And I was like, meh. So I was like, well, yeah, let's just, instead of doing a horrible episode, let's just omit this time. Sorry. It was for everyone's good. It was for the greater good. The greater good. All right. Let's get to the show. Enough rambling. All right. On to the news. Ninja Scroll the Movie. Warner Brothers and Leo DiCaprio, Appian Way production, they acquired the rights to do Ninja Scroll. They didn't say they're going to do it, just the rights. Now, you already know about my whole no proof before production thing. I say that every time there's a new anime movie rights acquired, or they announce they're going to do it, or whatever. And I have to say, I think this is the only anime-based movie that I think would translate better to live action than, say, Akira would. Or, hell, I think this translates better to live action than Cowboy Bebop. As much as I love Cowboy Bebop, I don't think it would do good as a live action. It damn well translates better to than Akira and, let's see, what else? I didn't really like Speed Racer live action. I'm sorry. Eh, that's about it with that. Slayers Evolution R! Okay, every time there's some sort of Slayers-related news, I have to say, because I love Slayers. I love Slayers so much. It's overdue that I did an episode by now. I lived the source of the fanboy of the Slayers, and I still haven't. Anyway, the fifth television series is going to be Slayers Evolution R! And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. as I'm sure a lot of you are, at least a Slayers portion of the listener base. You guys are awesome. All right, Renegade Librarians. Librarian got fined for promoting her daughter's, or his daughter, let me see. Yep, it was a guy. His daughter's OEL Macbeth. And I'm looking at the cover to it. Manga Macbeth, it looks kind of cheesy. Especially that logo design, what the fuck? That doesn't look like a Macbethian, that's not even a word, but that doesn't look like a logo suited for Macbeth. Anyway, let's see. Morning 2, 3 issues are going to be available online for free. Catch? It's all in Japanese. I went to the site, I was like, it's all in Japanese. I would guess the manga's going to be in Japanese. Well, of course it will be. But the reason I'm talking about this is Kodansha is doing this. They do the morning magazines. Morning 2 is just one of the morning magazines they do. The other two are morning and evening. And the thing is, I kind of wish that American manga mags could do this. I mean, Yen Press or Shonen Jump or Shoujo Beat. Like, say, after their run through the month, they just put up last month's. Like they're doing with this one. And I think that would be awesome. Besides, it has semi-okay content besides just the manga. I mean, I wouldn't mind reading Shoujo Beat online. Especially since I kind of stopped buying them a bit after they took out Nana. I still have my subscription after they took out Nana, so when that ran out, I'm just like, no more Shoujo Beat for me. Whatever else was left in there, I wasn't really reading. I mean, Vampire Knight, meh. Everything I liked in that magazine is gone. It sucks. And Crimson Hero, I just kind of got bored with and tossed. That's something I dropped. Alright. Yen Press just changed a bit. Alright. Yen Press is now combined with Hatchet's Orbit. The Hatchet Book Group announced that it's combining its Yen Press manga and graphic novel imprint with its Orbit science fiction and fantasy imprint. The geek ball of imprints, basically. Now, the only thing with this is, since they took away the first director and now they have this other guy, will it really change Yen Press and all of its releases? Will the releases go faster? Will they stop a few things? Will things get messed up? That's what I'm worrying about, because I really like a few I only really like With the Light from them. I have yet to pick up the Yen Plus mag. I'm probably going to pick it up like, I guess I could go drop by and get it tomorrow from Borders, because I finally got maybe some cash in my pocket, enough for it. And I wanted to check it out and compare it to Shonen Jump and Shoujo Beat. You know, like I did the anime magazine episode when I just compared all the anime magazines that I had and read before. You know, Protoculture with AUS, with Animerica, with Otaku USA and such and such. Anyway, let's hope that this combination won't really affect, like, basically Yen Press's imprint. Besides, they're bringing out some stuff that I want to read. Alright. Top Shelf! Now you probably know Top Shelf from the indie crowd of comics. Anyway, publisher is going to be releasing AX Collection. Not Anime Expo. Or the Sony Magazine defunct anime magazine. They put that in the article. But the AX Collection is actually underground manga stories from Seren Kogaisha's bi-monthly AX Alternative Manga Anthology. And it sounds interesting, and they put up a cover from one of the issues. Something tells me I really want to check this out. So that's something I kind of want to buy. It's going to be like 400 pages, so you're going to get your money's worth. And yeah, I want this. I want this bad. Anyway, that's it for the news.
31 seconds, and we're gone for auto sequence start.
AMV of the week. And this time it's from Kupis Keva. I mentioned them before, and I love random Destination Studio stuff. Anyway, this one, called Momentum, focusing up on 5 centimeters per second, one of my favorite movies and my favorite Shinkai movie. I don't know. It took a long thought and deliberation to think about his 3 movies. And I'm like, yeah, I think 5 centimeters per second is my favorite. Hoshino Koi is hard to look at in terms of people designs. Those mechs were awesome, but the people, oh. And Place Promise in the Early Days story just didn't catch me, although it was like a big step up from his first. Not in terms of story, though. In terms of look. This one, 5 centimeters per second. I did a whole episode on it. You go listen to it now. But anyway, this AMV is incredible. Uses this nice song to it. It's on the front page, so go see it. Great. It just made me feel all those feelings I had for the movie all over it again. It's like the magic of AMVs, man. These type of things get me very excited. Not in that type of way, but you know, the happy type of way. Commercial break. Ugh.
Sick of elitist fans?
Your first anime was Dragon Ball Z? And you call yourself an otaku.
Sick of fanboys?
Have you seen Haruhi? I mean, she's so stupid and Kyon just kind of follows her all around all over the place. And it's just so awesome. I love the series.
Well, come on down to Super Happy Anime Fun Time, the anime podcast bringing you an objective fan's point of view to anime news, anime releases, and anime reviews. Check us out at animeshaft.com.
Hey, I'm an elitist, sort of, and a fangirl. Screw you, Shaft! Just kidding. Cool show, people. Check that out. Also, notice how I finally played a promo instead of some sort of weird thing that in Japanese or some sort of weird message that is not really a commercial message, but is a message nonetheless. Ha 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 ha. Okay, Nogazaka Haruka no Himitsu, Haruka's Secret as I call it for short, started as a light novel that was serialized in Dengeki HP, which is like all a light novel mag. Then they just started collecting volumes when that went defunct, as they said. The manga was in Dengeki Moeyo, which is like Dengeki Daio, except it's bi-monthly. And last season, this was just came out as anime, obviously. Now, when I first was introduced to this, I was introduced to this through my friend Jesse. He was in past episodes. You could go back and listen to those. They're way in the archive of the site. You probably can't even find most of them in the feed. And between me and him, we have a big clashing of tastes of anime and manga. As you could also find out in those older episodes. The quality is also bad in those older episodes because they were very early. Anyway, when the opening played, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be a crappy, fan servicey, moe-y, shit festy. And I was like, oh my god. Now, here's what it's about. The thing that got me to watch this in the first place, because I normally don't watch anything he recommends to me. Dude, he tried to get me to watch My Santa. Yes, that Kai Akamatsu Christmas special shit. It was really, they were like, I'll let you borrow Sailor Moon Season 5 if you watch My Santa. And I just didn't go through with it. I couldn't. Aw. Anyway, this synopsis is, Haruka Nogizaka is this unattainable, perfect type girl. She's rich, she's beautiful, she's great at the piano, everyone loves her, she's very polite and nice. But the story mostly goes around Yuto. Yuto Ayase, who is just your average guy. Wears glasses, isn't teased, but also isn't popular. Mr. Average. So, through a fateful turn of events, Mr. Average accidentally sees Haruka's secret. Her secret is she's an otaku. Yes, this is one of those otaku shows. I know somebody out there is like, oh my gosh, I hate these otaku shows. Like, it's so cool to be otaku. Da, 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 da. But yeah, being an otaku is more used as a story tool than the main focus, like Genshiken or Otaku no Video and such. But anyway, the whole, how he found out was he had to return a book for his friend, which was the first innocent smile. His friend Nobunaga is the super otaku trying to get him into this, but he's like, whatever. He hates Akihabara. He's like, I don't see the appeal of this anime shit. Why is it on so early in the morning too? And whatever. So when he goes to return it for him, was in the library, girl was going to get it, finds it on Haruka's person when she fell down, and now, you know, she's like, oh my god, no! Ah! But not in the, oh my god! But more like the crying type. The first episode's kind of funny in the fact that since she's running away from Yuto, the entire first episode, almost, the whole school's just like gunning for him. Like, wants to destroy him and stuff. But eventually, they become friends and basically bond through this secret. Now, also, there's other characters in here, and I might as well go into my hates of this series. I hate the majority of characters because they're so goddamn annoying. Okay, you got the lowly bait little sister of Haruka, who knows too much about certain matters, but doesn't really know. Basically, think, that girl from Kodomo no Jikan. Something like that type of character. Then you have the drunken sister of Yuto. Fortunately, she did not get much screen time. Whatever she does, she was just like this annoying character who was always getting drunk with the sensei, who was always at their house getting drunk with her. Then there's the Rei knockoff, or the Nagato knockoff, or the Eureka knockoff. You know, the type of woman who kind of talks monotone and doesn't show much emotion, but is basically important to the plot. The Rei type. And by Rei, I'm talking about Evangelion Rei, obviously. Yeah, and the sensei again. Wannabe sexy loud sensei. Annoying blonde chick. And then there's the other maid, wasn't as annoying, but her hair was. I mean, she has like these round cylinders in her hair, and it's like, what the fuck are those? They're not rollers. They're not, what are those, corks or some shit? Also, throughout this, it's mostly about the friendship and the secret that Haruka and Yuto keep. And it has good episodes. It's just that it also has useless episodes. Like, 4, when they follow Rei the maid, that's not her real name, but I'm just calling her Rei, around to see if she was dating anyone. or episode 8, which was just the lowly date, when the little sister tries to train Yuto into dating. It's like basically a lowly service thing. Then they always find a way to put fan service a little bit, or a shitload of lot. I mean, the opening's filled with it. Sheena's purpose, which is this other character, her purpose is just to fall down and show panties. Also, what's annoying, Haruka is so Mikuru-like. It's kind of annoying, but not too much. And then there's the whole link between them that was prior. It's one of those childhood things, like a childhood promise, like an a la Love Hina. Or in this case, the whole reason she's into this stuff is because long time ago, basically, Yuto gave her innocent smile when she was crying in the park. And no, I'm not spoiling everything. It showed in the first episode. It's pretty apparent if you watched enough anime that, oh, it was those two. Oh my god. I mean, this anime is mostly romantic comedy, so you know it has obstacles. Like, maybe a third person who kind of wants Yuto, which is Sheena. That's her purpose in this whole thing. They even had an episode on Sheena when she first joined the school. And she serves as that. Except it's not the aggressive type. It's more like the subtle type. And of course it's filled with misunderstandings such as, oh no, I conveniently fell on her body. I hope Haruka doesn't walk in. Oh my gosh, she walked in. That type of humor just, Now, things I love about this series. Episode 3 was the episode with all the filling in it. And it really sucks that they followed up with that useless episode 4, but being that it was more of the serious type, I guess it was kind of needed, but that episode 4 I hated. But episode 3, that's the one that convinced me to keep watching this. It was the one that made me kind of tear up, kind of made me feel bad, kind of made me feel for the story a little bit. Well, that part of the story anyway. It kind of, that, they didn't have another moment like that, another episode like that. Haruka's secret was almost exposed to school, and the reason she keeps it a secret is because of the way otaku are treated. It's because in middle school, when her book accidentally fell, her copy of Innocent Smile, everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's an otaku? How disgusting, how creepy. And that type of situation happens in this case, but luckily Yuto takes the blame for it and says, oh, you found my comic kit book, oh. And everyone treats him like shit, basically like leaving stuff in his locker and be like, stay away from Haruka, you otaku freak, and all this shit. Also, what I loved is seeing the love between Yuto and Haruka grow. Although it was like a slow pace, because they were both shy as fuck, but it was a gentle pace. It was like a river. And yeah, I mean, growing the friendship to love, that was pretty nice. Also, needless to say, I love the Comic Kid episode. Was that the Prime Minister in that? If you've seen this series, was that the Prime Minister in episode 6? Let's see. Other things I loved? The mother. I think it's the only character that I really like. I don't even like the main characters like that, but that mom, man. Here's her little scene. When the Hellhounds was getting on Haruka to retrieve her. I'm not going to spoil that whole part, but basically she shows up. She's known as the secret weapon. She fixes everything. And she's young and awesome and takes control. And I like those type of women. And I usually don't like mom characters. I'm not a MILF lover of anime girls, which is kind of weird, but oh my god, Haruka's mom's got it going on, man. And Haruka accidentally picked up a yaoi manga, and the results was hilarious. Oh yeah, maids with chainsaws. By the way, go to YouTube and look up Chainsaw Maid, and you'll find this claymation short film. Watch that. Chainsaws and maids. It's like nuns with guns. Oh my god, someone's going to make chainsaw maids versus nuns with guns. I could see that online. I'm not doing it. I could see it done, though. All right, some of my afterthoughts on this. This is not an otaku in your face because we're awesome show. This is not a Genshin. This is not an otaku no video. This is not a welcome to HK, definitely. But it's more like a tool, a story tool, because it could be anything. It could be her secret that she loves baseball and playing baseball. It could be a secret that she loves masturbating. It could be a secret that she loves underwater basket weaving. And you'll get the same story. Also, it's moe. I didn't realize this at first. I was like, am I watching a moe? Oh my god, this is a moe. It burns slightly. Plus, I know, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to put in all the type of things otaku really like. Like the little girl character, or the maids, or basically people like Haruko who you have to protect. But they didn't really do it well, that well as it could have been done. Well, one, I wouldn't have a character like the little sister, because those type of characters annoy me. Nor would I have the Rei knockoff. Nor would I have... Well, I would do the character design on the second maid better, because what are those... Her hair! It annoys me! Also, here's a fact. All otaku anime need to have one of the following. One crazy fan a la Nobunaga, which is Yuto's friend who is, like, super otaku and always shows up whenever there's an, like, just basically something anime. He just shows up a lot. Whether it comes to picking out cosplay shits, or talking about Kamikit, or convincing Yuto to do this. Also, there has to be a Kamikit episode. How can you have a show with an otaku in it without an episode when they go to Kamikit? All of them have Kamikit. Even Welcome to HK, although they don't go to Kamikit, they mention Kamikit. And of course, a cosplay episode. And they had that. They had all of those. The animation was good when it needed it, otherwise nothing super spectacular. I mean, it had some good moments. In the last episode, when, you know, well, I think it's second to last, actually. When Yuta was feeling down, and there's this sequence when the screen is black, and all you see is him, and then you see, like, Haruka is turning around. You'll have to see it. I think it's episode 11 or 12. But then it's just kind of... You know, whatever, like the one when they were at the beach. Yeah, with anime like this, it's always some sort of, some reason for them to wear either next to nothing. I mean, let's see. Some facts about this. It has more characters in the book, more maids, more classmates. Some of them only made cameos, or they just were left out in the anime. Because with that many characters, it would be a crowded story. The only way you could have that many characters is if they made it a 26 episode series, but that would have been drawn out and kind of worse. But all of those characters, if you really like this, are in the light novels and the manga. My verdict? Nothing really spectacular or must-see. I mean, this is an anime that you could just pass over, even if you like otaku anime. I watch it because I love these type of otaku anime, but really, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. I mean, watch it if you like the following. Moe Girls, Otaku Anime, and Fan Service. Stay away if you hate the following. Moe Girls, Otaku Anime, and Fan Service. Some of the comedy was kind of cliche or in really standard anime or TV tropes. A la eavesdropping and falling in the door. Oh my god, I accidentally fell on this person and grabbed their boob. Hi, I'm a girl and you have to protect me and I have a secret. I act like Makuru. Dude, chick is like Makuru too or something. And ditto for the romance aspect, which is rich girl, poor guy. I mean, yeah, the whole outcome of this anime was predictable. I mean, I knew the minute you saw the childhood friend thing, well, it wasn't really friend, but childhood encounter. Yeah, they're so gonna get together at the end. I mean, whatever. a lot of this you could probably oversee. You could probably see this entire anime without seeing it. Also, her father's against this whole thing, so she has to keep it a secret for that, too. That was an interesting character, a little bit. Anyway, Haruka no Kazaka no Himitsu. I always mess up saying the title. Haruka's Secret. At least try it. But it's nothing like big deal. It's not a Haruhi. It's not a Lucky Star. It's not a Genshiken. But yet it seems like it's trying to be those things. In a little type of way. You know, if they actually did keep in all those characters that they left out, I would have thought this was based on a dating sim or something. Luckily it's not, but it does have a visual novel that came out for PS2. Oh yeah, I really hate the ending theme, so I'm just gonna play the full version of the opening theme, because that opening theme's kick-ass. Yep.
Can be evil.